Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, live Saturday edition with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share. You actually may control the content. Everything you see on the front page, those news items, as you scroll down the page, they were all submitted by listeners like you. If it weren't for you submitting stories to our site, it would be awful. So thank you for contributing and making our site as useful as it is. It's because of your efforts. And when you submit something to the site, others can vote on it. You get to vote on things, too. Vote it up if you like it. Down if you don't. Go and see what I mean. Get interactive. It's free at freetalklive.com. You can bring up anything that you want here. Let's go to Chester on the line in Arizona to start things out here this third hour of the show. Chester, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, this is Chester here. I am the president of the Senior Citizen Fight Back .org.
Chester, I think you called the show earlier this week.
Yeah, right. I wanted to get something cleared up that you mentioned there about an attorney that I had. You believe that I had an attorney. No, I do not have an attorney. It's what my website is saying and my web page is saying, that the donations will be used to hire an affordable attorney to help the homeless senior citizen bring their complaints and issues and grievances to the court.
Now, what you're trying to do, let me see if I'm misunderstanding you and your mission. Is your organization trying to assist elderly people in getting financial assistance from the government?
Yes, that's true. And we're trying to get them off the streets now and into affordable housing.
But isn't it possible to organize and help people without using, you know, the state?
Well, if you don't have no money, you don't have no other choice.
But yeah, maybe one of the reasons why is it that there aren't any other choices? Why is it, you know, there aren't other options in the marketplace for, you know, to help people get homeless, you know, housing? I know that here in Keene, New Hampshire, there is a place called the 100 Night Shelter that is open, and it is a private place. It is not run by the government. So that's one option that people have if they're homeless. Now, granted, it's only open three months of the year, basically 100 nights, the 100 coldest nights here in Keene, New Hampshire. But they don't want to create a place where somebody can just go and live forever because, you know, then they're more likely to take advantage of that rather than attempt to be independent.
Right, you're right about that. But what I'm trying to say is not shelters. I think what those facilities, you might be talking about shelter. But anyway, let me clear something else up here, too, that... See, I am in Phoenix, Arizona. So what happened here was that about a year and a half ago, I went to California, and I wanted to get off into the senior citizens a program up there. They got a real good program, low-income housing and a work program. And when I went up there, I was denied because of my nonviolent conviction happened 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why I started my organization right there. I said the only way I'm going to fight these peoples and get justice done is ask for donation and get peoples involved in supporting my organization and let's get them, you know, peoples off the street.
So what do you think about this, Mark? I mean, this idea that, you know, we need the government to provide low-income housing for people. I mean, this is not an uncommon idea, whether it's for older people or, you know, younger people or whatever, this idea of, you know, workforce housing. We need low-income housing, and the government needs to provide it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of municipalities around the United States that have, you know, very affordable housing. It's interesting that there's some places that don't, and you know, those seem to be the places people want to stay. And it really, what it does is it subjugates market forces, and it makes it very difficult. Oftentimes, what ends up happening is they corral people that they don't want mixing with other folks off into these other areas, and it can be a less than desirable place to live.
You know, Chester, I appreciate the call, but it's hard for me to get excited about you know, people who are looking to get more benefits from the government. I like it when folks have, you know, they have to get creative. They have to come up with ways to help other people without using the violence of the state. And I think that, you know, I think somebody like Chester is probably, you know, he's got the best of intentions. He wants to help people get off the streets. That makes sense. But the government isn't a compassionate organization by its nature. It's an organization that is based on the idea of coercion, that if you want the government to do something for you, then you're asking them to threaten other people to get them to fund whatever it is the program is that you want to have happen. I was on a local talk radio program this morning because I'm running for city council here in Keene, New Hampshire. And whenever you run for city council in town, there's one local talk show that'll give you a 15-minute interview, basically. And so that's what I was doing this morning. And I posted that, by the way, on our SoundCloud feed, so our listeners who subscribe to the podcast are able to receive that. But at the very, very end of the interview, things got really interesting. And unfortunately, you know, they cut you right at 15 minutes, so we didn't get to really get into the meat of this. But one of the hosts asked me a question regarding, we were talking about like housing. There's this historic district thing here in Keene, and some of the busybodies in town are proposing expanding the historic district. And so, of course, I oppose the idea of the historic district, that people shouldn't have to beg a board of arbitrary bureaucrats, some planning commission or whatever, to get permission to put in a new set of windows or, you know, change their property in some way. I think that's contrary to the idea of property rights. I said, you know, as a business, you shouldn't have to go and beg some bureaucrat to let you point a light upwards. That's one of the issues that held up the building of or the opening of a new Kohl's here in town, because they wanted to have what they call uplighting, and the planning commission has rules against that. So they had to waive their rules. They had to apply for a waiver of the rules against uplighting. It's just ridiculous micromanagement. And this counselor made some sort of statement about, well, you know, it's the rules that we live with, and you gotta go through this process. If you don't, then, well, I said, well, what if you don't? Well, if you don't, then they might send you this letter, and they might fine you. I said, well, what if you don't pay the fine? And he made some kind of statement like, well, I'd like to believe that they wouldn't put you in jail.
So they'll either put you in jail or they'll take the property outright.
Right, because that's what it comes down to. Behind the government program, whatever your favorite government program is, as great as it might seem on the face, it's being funded through the coercion of your neighbors. And to me, that's just not an appropriate thing to do to our neighbors, is to threaten them. I don't think that people should do that. It's just inherently wrong. You wouldn't do it. You know, if you wanted to get some eggs from your neighbor, you ask to borrow them. You replace them later on. You don't go to the neighbor with a gun and say, hand over all your eggs. That's just not an appropriate neighborly thing to do. But yet people do that exact thing when they're asking the government to do something for them. And another perfect example of that is what happened recently also here in Keene with this synthetic drug ban. Now, something like this might be coming to your area. Maybe you already have one of these things in place in your area. Maybe you've heard of synthetic marijuana or bath salts.
I've got to say that
spice.
I find these all these things abhorrent. I don't like the idea of these synthetic drugs one bit. Not one bit.
Yeah.
I think it's a terrible idea. But let's acknowledge why synthetic marijuana is being sold or has been sold in, you know, head shops and convenience stores around your town. It's because you, the federal government and your state governments and your local governments, want to outlaw a plant that grows on its own. And if it wasn't for that, these harmful substances, if it wasn't for the outlawing of this largely harmless plant, these harmful substances wouldn't be on the store shelves.
Absolutely
true. So
parents,
acknowledge for yourself that it's, you know, for those of you that are into this prohibition things, it's your prohibition that have driven your kids to smoke this crap.
Well, that's all very true, Mark. And while you're making some very brilliant intellectual points, and I made very similar points in front of the city commission, they voted 5-0 in favor of banning the synthetic drugs. Now, the vote goes to the full city council, which probably will vote 15-0 to ban the synthetic drugs. Because, despite all of the intellectual points, there's moms who will come in and testify, and dads who will come in and testify that their teenage son or daughter has used the synthetic drugs, and now they're brain damaged, or something awful happened, or, you know, they sold themselves for another hit of drugs, or something like that. You know, there's some terrible story, and I don't deny that. You know, that's true. These things seem to be pretty bad in a lot of instances for people. But when you trot these parents in with these, you know, sad stories, that's all that it takes. All the rational logic that you can throw out there, the facts about prohibition, none of that matters. More coming up. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control. Here toll free, 855-450-FREE. Prohibition on the rise again. That's right. It's going to work. The third time's the charm, Mark. Third time of prohibition. It's going to work out. Of course, the first time in our somewhat recent history would have been alcohol prohibition about 100 years ago. that went into effect, what was it, 1917 or something like that, I think.
Thereabouts.
And so we're coming up on 100 years since that almost. And then, of course, they actually did the right thing and ended alcohol prohibition. They followed it up a couple decades later with marijuana prohibition and then full-on drug prohibition later on in the 60s. And, of course, now they're expanding the prohibition in a lot of places to include so-called synthetic drugs, which, as you pointed out, Mark, were actually created by prohibition in the first place. We can continue with your calls and thoughts here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And don't forget, you can also watch the CAM, as was mentioned earlier tonight, at cam.freetalklive.com.
There's a great podcast out there. It's called School Sucks Project. Now, I know the name, it gets in your face, but the fact is, on School Sucks Project, what they talk about is real education. They attempt to deconstruct, state indoctrination. They talk about self-education and critical thinking, learning alternatives, parenting techniques, history, personal growth, better communication strategies. It's a fascinating podcast. SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. Nathan is on the line in Texas on Skype. Hey, Nathan.
Hi, hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Sir, you're on the air.
Did I hear you right earlier? You said that the city councilman, he said, I hope they wouldn't take you to jail. Is that right?
I'm paraphrasing. Yes, that's essentially what he said.
Because that reminds me on the Michael Dean brought up this interesting point that there's this meme of, well, if you don't pay your taxes, then they'll send a guy to your door with a clipboard. And if you tell him to go away, then he'll come back with another guy with a gun. And if you tell him to go away, then they'll come back and arrest you and take you to jail or kill you or whatever. He pointed out that seems to be a kind of meme. Like every libertarian, every newly minted libertarian knows this story, this kind of meme.
Okay.
I was wondering, do you remember the first time you heard that, you and Mark?
No, I don't at all.
I think Ian probably told it to me, early on. I've got to say, I was your standard issue Republican talk show, I wasn't a talk show host, I was just a guy got a chance to talk on the radio, a standard issue Republican when I started, and it was listeners that changed my point of view.
Okay, because I just thought that was interesting. It's kind of like that status meme where, who built the roads? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's this meme that everyone seems to know. Everyone seems to know it, but I don't remember in public schools ever being explicitly told, okay, today we're going to learn that the government builds the roads. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, so they didn't do it. They didn't come right out like that. But, with the roads, let's get away from the roads issue and go back to the violence issue, because that's the meme you're talking about. I do remember.
Well, that is what the roads are about, too. People know that that governments don't put pavement on the ground. What they're actually talking about is who will steal land from recalcitrant landowners that don't wish to give it to us wherever we want to place a pavement on the ground when they say who will build the roads.
I think this meme is so popular because it's so obvious, I think, to enough people. Like, there are enough people who've gotten in trouble with the people calling themselves the state that really know what the process is. They threaten you first, they send threatening letters, and then eventually they'll send men with guns around and they might just put you in a cage or kill you. I mean, this becomes obvious the more you don't do what they tell you to do. But you want to talk about things that that help establish this as you're being raised. I know that when I remember specifically that when I was in government school, it was middle school when they started having these cop days. And I don't remember exactly what they called it, but that was basically what it was. They would bring the SWAT team and the police and, everybody from the police department or whatever, a good amount of them would come out and they'd bring out all their equipment. And, they'd fly in the helicopter for the SWAT team. This was in Sarasota, Florida at the time. And, they had the SWAT truck out there, and they'd open up the back, and they'd put out they'd bring out some tables, and they'd put some weapons on there, the HK MP5, this badass-looking machine gun and all that, and they'd let you pick it up and touch it and all that. So there was the message was there. We got a lot of weapons, kids. And then, of course, as you get older, you learn that the cops say, hey, you're not supposed to use drugs or we're going to put you in jail. And then it's not hard to add one and one together here, right? The cops are saying you don't do this, and then they show you all the weapons that they have that they could use on you if you decide to break their rules. So I think that it's pretty obvious as people get older. And, of course, that's what the government school system is really, to some extent, all about, is training people to deal with the real-world oppression of the state. In government schools, they're called referrals, and in real life, they're called complaints. You still have to go to some sort of administrative tribunal whenever you get in trouble, and I think it's just a constant process. I don't know if they ever openly come right out and say, look, kids, if you don't do it, we're going to kill you. But the messages are pretty clear over time.
Well, no, I mean, they don't do that. But, I mean, it's this whole idea of, like, a gradual escalation, starting out, like, send threatening letters, and then we'll come to your door, and then you go to jail, and so on. So, I mean, like, some of the activists who have called your show, like that lady with the tire in her lawn, I think is what it was.
Yeah, Tony Bones.
Did she expect to go to jail, or, like, what was her initial, like, what's in people's minds when they first do this kind of activism? Do they think, oh, well, a guy's going to come with a clipboard, and then a guy's going to come with a gun, and, I mean...
Well, I would say Tony Bones had the correct expectation that she could go to jail. She was preparing herself for that eventuality. But then again, Tony Bones was a cop blocker. I mean, she's an activist in the Missouri area. She wasn't somebody who just out of the blue got targeted for some kind of zoning ordinance violation. So do you
think, like, the average person sort of, like, roughly understands this kind of thing? Like, do you think that's why the average person...
That's an excellent question. Does the average person in America realize that behind every government demand essentially is the violence of the state, that there is a jail cell waiting, that there is a man with a gun who's going to enforce it? I don't know. Certainly this politician, it's not like this was the first time that he had been presented with the idea. I've certainly had conversations with this man before on the radio. I'm talking about this interview I did this morning. You can download it at our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. So this guy's certainly not ignorant to the idea, but he certainly was playing off as though, well, I would hope they would not put you in jail if you didn't pay the fine that they demanded of you. Well, sorry, buddy, that's what they do. If you don't pay fines, at least here in New Hampshire, you go to jail, and then they'll knock $50 off the fine for every day you sit in a cage. That's just how it works.
You know, I think another sort of ridiculousness that's involved here is that many of these laws are, say, written in a municipality or even in smaller areas. Sometimes homeowners associations have, lawmaking ability. And if you just made up your own group of people in a geographic area, I'm just going to pick five blocks in either direction. I'm going to talk to these folks, and we're going to vote on stuff. And 51% of us have decided that we don't like your lawn ornaments. You better get them out, you got to pay this fine. People would laugh you off the block. But that's just how ridiculous.
Yeah.
These things are.
Nathan, thanks for the call. Great question tonight. 855-450-FREE. I actually posted to our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus a link to the Facebook version of the story I've been talking about here, the synthetic drug ban here in Keene, New Hampshire, specifically so you can see some of the comments. There's one the woman who has spearheaded this, her name is Kim Diamond. She's been posting all over this thread on Facebook. And if you want to know what some people think about this particular viewpoint, she says, your idea of force is oddly distorted. So,
you can't argue with anybody on Facebook for anything.
You can't talk to her in real life either. But to her, she might, actually, she won't even speak to me. But anyway, more coming up. 855-450-FREE.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 12th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1340.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1388.85, $694.43 for a half ounce, or $347.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $1388.85, $694.43, and $347.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll free. It is the live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free. They include news updates. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, all of it free. News.freetalklive.com.
The company I've been talking about here, forcefieldenergy.com, that I've been excited about, and we've been talking about it for, well, I guess, going on 3 weeks now. One of the reasons why I'm excited about it is the management team. If you want to invest in a stock, you better make sure they're managed well, because if they're not, they're not going to be able to compete in the marketplace against other companies. And that's what you're looking for when you're investing in a stock, because it's all about competition in the marketplace. So the CEO of Forcefield Energy, David Natin, he also ran a previous publicly traded company, and that was called Farmanet. For 3 years, he was the CEO. The stock price in that time went from $9 a share to $63 a share. Revenue went from $30 million to $400 million. And they went from 200 employees to 2,500 employees. The team that he's put together has strong financial expertise. They've done this before. They can raise the capital. They're not going to mortgage the company's future. As a matter of fact, Forcefield Energy has very little debt. The management team owns 25% of the stock, and they can't sell their stock contractually, voluntarily, until December 2014. This is a company that you can trust because of that one reason. Force Field Energy, you can get, anybody can go purchase the stock, FNRG, through your brokerage account. But if you want to get in the private placement, you have to go to forcefieldenergy.com and click on the Contact Us link. It is a private placement. They have to privately place you. You need to have $25,000 to invest. You'll get the stock price, instead of $5.20 a share, at $4 a share. It's a great deal. You have to hold it for 6 months, but you can put it in an IRA if that's what you want. They've also got convertible notes if that's your preference. Forcefieldenergy.com. Contact us.
There we go. Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. So we're talking about this conversation I had with a politician today. His name's Jim Duffy, and nice enough guy.
Yeah, he is a nice guy.
He's actually, you know, the most popular of the politicians on the Keene City Council. He's a nice guy, but he's also, of course, as a successful politician, pretty smooth operator. Like, this guy, he knows how to get around these difficult issues that I brought up. In this case, it was at the very end of the interview that I was doing. I was on the local talk show this morning on WKBK called Talkback, where they typically will have all the local candidates. I am one of those candidates for city council. So they have everybody on for a 15-minute long interview. And right up at the very end of the interview, he's kind of just quietly listening, because it's not really his show. He was just in there as a guest host. The main host of the show was asking me questions throughout the 15 minutes. And if you go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, you can listen to the whole interview. At the very end, he pipes in with a question. I'm going to go ahead and I'll just play the full audio, because I didn't want to put words in his mouth earlier. So here we go. This is from earlier today on Talkback, and here we go.
Oh, as you mentioned earlier, you're running on you believe in freedom, and your belief, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the government is forceful and coercing people. That standard was developed through a consensus process with public feedback, and it's a planning board standard that also people can apply for waivers for and under certain circumstances can grant. So I don't think it...
No, just before he goes on, he's talking about the uplighting. There's this business that wanted to open up Kohl's here in town, and they want to have uplighting because it's pretty, you know, it looks good under their logo or wherever it is they have it, and they had to go to this planning board and beg them for an exemption. So that's what he's referring to when he's talking here.
I think it's the city telling them they can't. I mean, a standard was developed, and the same
process... What happens if you do it anyway? What happens if you do it again?
You're in violation.
And then what happens?
Well, you're asked to change it or be fined.
Or else, and then what happens if you don't pay the fine?
Well, I don't think anyone will go to jail or
bend
their head over pointing their lights to the sky. At least I hope not.
Just when we get to the meat of the issue.
Was that the fastest 15 minutes?
Yeah, so he hopes not. And I believe him. I think that he really does.
He said he didn't think that they would.
And then he said he hopes not.
Okay.
And I believe him. I mean, I don't think people really want to see people go to jail for, you know, turning their lights skyward. But that's what it would come down to if you didn't do.
They'll find you, put a lien on your property, and steal your property from you and kick you and your family out on the street. Now, obviously,
that's another option.
Uplighting is having to do with a business. But, I mean, we're just talking about how the government is force.
Yeah.
And these little zoning rules that they come up with, they make it seem like it's for everybody's own good. But in fact, you'll often get to see it's the activists, it's the small group of people that get what they want.
Sure.
And those are the ones that, that tend to benefit. It's the politicians. Strange how they always know where the good deals are to be had in town. And, you know, these things benefit those folks far more than anyone else.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get the audio out there. I think that a lot of people have this disconnect where they just don't want to see what might be called the gun in the room. I think Stefan Molyneux kind of popularized that phrase, and it's a good one. They don't want to know the violence that is inherent within the system. He's got all these excuses for it. Oh, well, there's a system. You know, we went through this process. There's a process. You went and voted. You voted on these people. They got into office. Then they voted on these things that, yeah, this is the process. It's just the system that we live with. And
the problem with these processes is that they are monopolies. And when you have a monopoly, you don't see innovation. And what we can see is that governance, as it exists today, tends to move extraordinarily slowly in the area and towards human freedom. People want more freedom. They demand more freedom. They want better customer service from their government. They get very little. And the reason is because these organizations have monopolies, and they're able to use force to get what they want. If, on the other hand, they had to compete for your business, like everything else you get in this world, then they would provide far better customer service.
Goodness. Yeah, I mean, they'd fix the roads lickety-split if they actually knew that they wouldn't be guaranteed the same size or larger budget the next year around. So you're welcome to share your thoughts if you got them at 855-450-FREE. How hard was it for you to come to this realization? How long have you known that the government is essentially just a group of men and women using the threat of force and actual force to impose their will on other people? I mean, what was it that, because there's a lot of people out there, they just don't want to see it. Because it's an uncomfortable thing, right? Because you, for your whole life, have, if you're one of these people that is living,
we've been taking a pledge to this,
right.
this government.
This is part and parcel, to some extent, of who you believe that you are. And if it turns out that part of that has been a lie, and that you've been lied to, and that you believed this lie the whole time about, well, what is the state? You've been told all these grandiose stories about the state, but really, when it all's boiled down, it's a mafia that flies flags in front of its offices. That's a Harry Brown line, by the way. It's a good one. But that's what they are. They're a criminal gang, the most successful criminal gang. And oh man, somebody had another really great way of putting it, and I didn't write it down, but essentially, they're like an open source gang. I think that's what it was. The open source gang.
Yeah,
there are elections, right?
They're a gang with a really strange way of appointing dons.
Yes.
But it's all you have to do is take a look at what your choices are when the national presidential election comes around, and it is, you know, crap sandwich one versus crap sandwich two. There is very little difference between these two, and the differences that they are ones that I just don't care about. You know, I feel like I don't get a choice. And yeah.
Do you want the gangster who will hook the electrodes up to your testicles or to your nipples? Your choice.
I'm not sure that that's how I view the election, Ian, but it's interesting that you view it that way. I just don't think that these... If it was between Republicans and Democrats, generally, I don't think it's worth going to the polls.
Hmm.
I will often go and
vote. You're talking about nationally?
Nationally.
I was going to say, Republicans and Democrats in New Hampshire are kind of a different breed than everywhere else. Even the Democrats in New Hampshire, these guys have guns, a lot of them do. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So this is a difficult thing for people to grasp, and maybe you can share your experience with that process. You can also bring up anything in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. When did you learn that the state is force? It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z!
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation, vibrant blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Moments remain, but enough time for your call and your thoughts here. We're talking about, well, we were talking about the general idea of what the state is and the force that is inherent behind it. You can take the conversation anywhere, though, and you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like this show, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that if you send $5 a month into the show, we will take that and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board. You get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, AMP only podcast, forum, and more. Go and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us when you AMP. So thanks for doing it. amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones, to the fun. Mike is listening in Madison. Mike, you're on free or listening to Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, Ian. Before the break, you guys had posed the question of basically like, when did you stop like trusting the state? Is that the general consensus of what?
That was a question. Sure.
Yeah, and so I would say this, that for me, I was basically a card-carrying communist until the 9/11 truth attacks. I turned into a 9/11 truther, and then I had to basically radically reevaluate my relationship to these so-called people that claim to care for us. And eventually I kind of came to the, you know, came to the idea of, well, that's what people in power do, is they exploit crises. And it doesn't really matter if 9/11 was an inside job or any of this. Powerful people will do whatever they can to radically expand and maintain their power. And that's why, instead of being caught up in the details of was 9/11 an inside job, or was this an inside job? Just to live free. You know, I kind of just did a radical 180 and decided to, well, the important thing in life is to be a free human being and to do what you can to seek that.
Now, let me ask you this. You said you were a communist. Were you the kind of, were you like a communist, or were you like a socialist?
I was whatever the social pressures in graduate school, just kind of going with the flow. I didn't really have, I was a Democrats good, Republicans bad, kind of.
Okay. So, basically a Democratic socialist. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You know, this is very common. The Democrats kind of have the market cornered on, we're the smart ones, the Republicans are the dumb ones. And that's their, you know, the meme that they teach. So, you know, especially in colleges, they tend to get that. I think it's...
I'm not sure if I want smart guys with guns or dumb guys with guns. It's bad either way.
I gotcha. but I'm just saying that those are kind of the things that were taught.
Sure.
I tend to think that... You know, look, both of these parties, they have to have something going for them. If you believe that somehow you're in the party that's always right and the other party's always wrong, you probably shouldn't be listened to by anybody about anything.
Yeah.
Like, your opinion stinks so bad that you really need to just sit down and evaluate things.
Mike, anything else you want to share about your experience?
No, keep the great work, guys, and thanks for letting me share my experience.
Appreciate the calls. It's our pleasure. 855 450 free. Let's go to Dave, listening to KGOE in Eureka, California. Hello, Dave.
Yes, I much appreciate your show, and I also think I agree very much with the previous caller. It's my observation that there are people who care about other people, and then there are those who see other people as they're only to be exploited, and often, those are the ones that get themselves in power through deception and through, I think, rigging elections. However they can do it, they get themselves in a position where they then are running the show, and they lie to us about everything. I feel I turn on most of the radios and TVs, and I hear, if you hear a word like communist or socialist, you want to run inside and grab a gun and go out and try to kill one, because... you've been taught that that's what they are.
I think there's a third group of people. There's a group of people who cares about other people and wants to use the force of the government they want to exploit others. They wouldn't call it that, of course, but they use the force of the government to do what they consider to be good for other people for their own benefit, for their own good. I mean, the perfect example is this synthetic drug ban that just is on the way towards passing here in Keene, New Hampshire, is that this mom who's spearheading this issue, she just, you know, she doesn't want her daughter getting high. She, you know, some of these moms have had teenage sons or daughters that have been hooked on this stuff. And, you know, I understand why they believe that if they just threaten the store owners with jail time, that'll all of a sudden solve the problem. The way they see it is, hey, you know, we just want to get the stuff off the store shelves. These guys wouldn't take it off. They did stand in front of the store that was selling it with signs and protest the guy. They talked to the dude, and, you know, he didn't stop selling it. So they've now gone to the state.
They employed the sword of the state.
You know, to use violence against the man. And, of course, they're only doing it for the children, Dave.
Well, I think we've got to get people in office that have some sense of what's best for the people, and...
they all think they have a sense of what's best, and that's where the problem comes in, because what their idea is of what's best may be different from my idea of what's best.
Chances are really good. Their idea of what's best is different than what Ian's is.
Dave, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But a lot of us have similar goals. It's just that I'm not willing to pick up a club and go after my neighbor to enforce my will on him. I like the idea of, kids, don't use synthetic drugs. Not a good idea. These things, you know, seem to be dangerous. I was in jail with a guy who was screaming his head off because he was apparently high on bath salts, was the story. And this guy was not having a good time. I mean, this was a bad, like the worst of bad trips. If you've heard the most blood-curdling scream, like in a movie, full kind of sound effect for a movie, like some character screaming there, like a real professional sounding scream, the guy in jail was even like ten times the blood-curdling factor. This dude was screaming and screaming and screaming, and I'd never heard anything like it before. I'm sure if you work in a crazy house, you probably hear this stuff all the time. But this guy was tripping so hard in a real bad way. And anyway, you know, bath salts. There you go. So I don't blame somebody for wanting to have this stuff off the streets. Don't blame them at all. But we know that prohibition doesn't work. It creates unintended consequences. A lot of times those consequences are worse than the original problems that they were trying to solve with the prohibition. But there's just no getting through to people on this issue. As long as there's the emotional factor of, my God, the children, we've got to save them, then no amount of rationale, no amount of history lesson, no amount of hard statistics. These things just don't work. I don't know what to do. We continue with Kyle listening in Louisiana. I think the only solution is to bring more people to New Hampshire and have them get active inside the system to try to change things. Kyle, you're on with Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to talk with you guys about some art police that's going on in South Louisiana right now.
Did you say art police?
Art police. Let me give you a backstory on it.
You're going to need to do it fast.
Downtown Lafayette, Louisiana, there's a 9/11 memorial. The memorial's made out of two upright beams that came from one of the Twin Towers. And it's in a public park, and occasionally people put, like, music venue flyers on it, stuff like that. Well, the night before 9/11, an artist, a truther, he made an art piece, and he installed it on this memorial. And it's two planes, one crashing into each of them. Well, it's discovered the next morning, and a local news channel posts it to their Facebook, and immediately people start jumping on it. Well, like media typically does, they spun it, and they never explained it in full. On the tails, they have the NWO and then the Illuminati symbol. And at first, they didn't even show it, but there was also a cardboard cutout of Bush holding a lot of money. When they did post that one, immediately there were kill the liberal comments that started to get posted to their wall. Well, pretty much these guys incited a witch hunt to find who did it, and eventually police did find the person. They put him in jail, and his bail still isn't posted. But pretty much what he was trying to do is just bring some attention to this other view of, or other theory of what happened on 9/11.
Well, that's what art is.
Presented that way.
Art hopefully makes people think. Otherwise, you know, I mean, really, one has to ask oneself why in the world would they bother being an artist? I mean, if you're not changing the world in some way, it's always been the artists that have done that.
Lafayette arrested Mr. Perez on Wednesday, the 12th anniversary of the attacks, for allegedly attaching models of exploding airplanes to the two steel I-beams. They have charged him with one count of criminal trespass and one count of criminal damage to historic buildings or landmarks. I wish we had more time to get into this. It looks like an interesting story. Kyle, thanks for the heads up on that. We'll go ahead and hoot this out to our Facebook and Twitter and all that so people can see it. I think the art's actually, it makes it look a lot nicer, actually, than these just dumb columns sticking out of the ground. Thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and two XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's marketfreetalklive.com. That's marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.